All right, let's go ahead and compare the iPhone 13 with the newer iPhone 15. So these two were the flagship devices at the time of their release. They're separated by 2 years. And they were, you know, around $800 when they first released. But now they are separated by the iPhone 14. So you could definitely get the iPhone 13 for a way bit cheaper, anywhere from $300 to, you know, $380. While the iPhone 15 can be had for a tad bit more, around $300 more used. Or if you want to get a brand new, it's going to be around $800. So these devices are just all so similar when you just hold them in your hand and when you look at them. They have the same size, they have the same weight. Build quality is still the same, glass and aluminum frame. Let's start getting into the differences. So the first thing you notice right away, visually speaking, is the notch on the iPhone 13 and the iPhone 15. It has the newer Dynamic Island. That's the first thing you notice right off the bat. If you turn it around, you have two cameras on the back and they look exactly the same. They both have eSIM technology, but the iPhone 13 was the last model to have the physical nano SIM card slot, which is, to me, very important, and very important to a lot of people on prepaid and people who travel a lot and they have to pop in a second SIM card. So it's just way more easier, way more convenient if you're swapping between phones and swapping SIM cards. The iPhone 15, just like the iPhone 14, doesn't have that. So you're gonna be, you know, you don't have a lot of options right there, which is a big minus for the iPhone 15, big plus for the iPhone 13. They both have IP68 dust and water resistance, so same thing there. They both have a beautiful Super Retina display, but both of these have the 60 hertz refresh rate, which is still only an iPhone Pro feature. Same screen size, 6.1 inches, 86% screen to body ratio. You got the same resolution. These devices are pretty much the same when you hold them in your hand, and when you look at them, it's very hard to tell apart unless you look at the notch and the Dynamic Island. As for the software, you got the same 17.4 software, but the iPhone 13 launched with iOS 15. So obviously, you're still going to get a couple of more years of support, but in the longer run, you're going to have a few more years, maybe two or three more years out of the iPhone 15. And the chipset is only one model difference. You got the A15 on the 13 model and the A16 on the 15 model. So it really is not that different when you come to performance. They're gonna feel exactly the same. You're not gonna notice a difference. Storage wise, same thing, 128 gigs, which is the standard now. We moved on from 64, so they both are on the same playing field with that. And that's pretty good storage. But you do differ in RAM. You got 4 gigs on the 13, 6 gigs on the 15. Day to day, you won't notice it, but this is important for longer and more prolonged updates. So for the cameras, from the back, you can't really tell by looking at it, but you have two 12 megapixel shooters in the iPhone 13, the ultra wide and the main camera, while the iPhone 15 has a 48 megapixel main camera, 12 megapixel ultra wide. But honestly, folks, you're not gonna notice any difference. Even if you really, really try and you're a hardcore photographer, you probably won't notice a difference. So yeah, there's no real upgrade, to tell you the truth. You got video in 4K, you got awesome pictures, you got the ultra wide that could fit everybody in the picture. So there's no real difference, no real meaningful upgrade. Same thing with the selfie cameras, you got the exact same ones for the most part, 12 megapixel shooter shooting at 4K. But in general, both of these camera systems are very, very nice. Now, Bluetooth is a little bit older on the 13. You got 5.0 versus 5.3 on the iPhone 15. You're not going to notice a lot of difference either. And that's mostly due to, it's usually for audio for the most part, so you won't notice a difference. Another big giant difference that makes these devices noticeable from each other is that if you flip them over to the bottom, the iPhone 13 has the older Lightning port, while the iPhone 15 has the newer USB-C port. And that makes a big difference because now you have to decide which cable you're going to use. And in general, I think the iPhone 15, it is an upgrade where now you could use the same cable to charge your laptop, your tablet, your headphones, and now your iPhone. So it doesn't really matter which device you have. Everything's going USB-C. So for some people, that might be a bummer because they have lightning cables everywhere and they have other older lightning enabled devices. So it depends on your person, but I think in general, it's a welcome change because you can pretty much have fast charging on all your devices because I use a laptop charger. Both still use Face ID. They both have ultra wideband, and that's kind of the only thing I could think of is when you want to find your devices, like your AirTags, for example, you're going to get a little bit longer range with the ultra wideband too, and you also have emergency SOS on the 15. So not really much of a difference, or, you know, it doesn't really matter to me that much what those features offer. Battery wise, same thing. iPhones have gotten really, really good with battery life, especially starting with the 13. You got over 3000 milliamps when you get them brand new, so that's pretty awesome. Charging is very robust. You got 30 minutes charging gives you 50%. You got 15 watt wireless MagSafe, 15 watt wireless Qi 2. So that's pretty robust in wireless charging, but the 15 gives you just a little bit extra if you're a weirdo and you really want to quick charge your, let's say, for example, your Apple Watch or your AirPods, but you have to do it through a 4.5 watt reverse wire charging, which I've never seen. I haven't used. I don't think it's most people even notice it's on there. It's just not that necessary. So all in all, I have to say, and I have to break it down, there is no real meaningful updates between the iPhone 13 going to the iPhone 15. And the simple reason is that the iPhone 13 set the standard with the 128 gigs of internal storage. That's the base model. That was the one thing that really made a jump in phones. It was going from 64 to 128 as the base without going into the iPhone Pro category. And then also the charging port, USB-C is going to be big. That's where everything's going. And now you can use the same charging port or the same charging cable for all your devices. So to me, it's awesome because most of these chargers, if you charge your laptop with USB-C, that means you pretty much got fast charging. So you don't have to worry about those little bricks and with lightning and charging just super, super slow. I remember with the iPads with lightning, they're so slow to charge with lightning. Now that everything's USB-C, everything, including the phones, will charge super, super fast. But other than that, you got the, for aesthetics, you have the difference of going from the notch to the dynamic island. And it, to me, it's mostly a gimmick. You're only getting like 5% better features. 95% of people really won't find it that useful unless you are really into, for example, you really want to check your timer, have it always on the screen at the top, or you have you're checking sports scores constantly. You really want that always there. But those are very niche times where, you know, people actually respect and really like and appreciate the dynamic island. But other than that, it doesn't serve any other purposes. It doesn't give you more screen. It doesn't really do much. That's just just an extra 5% better. That's how much I give it. But when you break it all down, the iPhone 13, since it's using, you know, only one chip generation behind the iPhone 15, it's going to be neck and neck for a couple more years of updates, and you could definitely won't notice a difference between switching over from an iPhone 13 to an iPhone 15. You got the same build quality. Everything just still is very robust on the iPhone 13. And the biggest thing of all is that you can get the iPhone 13 for a very good price. You can pretty much get it for half the price of the iPhone 15. Do be careful of the battery, because now that it's been around, 2 years, the battery on the iPhone 13, if you get it used, although you get a good price on it, around $300, it's probably going to be low in battery. And you might have to spend another $100 to get that battery replaced. But other than that, the price is still worth it on the bang for your buck for the iPhone 13. There is really, honestly, not much difference. I would stick to the 13 unless you're a super heavy power user and you want that extra little bit of RAM. But other than that, in 2024, get the iPhone 13 or just keep it and not upgrade to the 15. That's been my comparison of both of these phones.